You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily podcast on the Minnesota Timberwolves, part of the Locked On Podcast Network.
Welcome, 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 ladies and gentlemen, to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network. As always, your host here, Colt Molesky, bringing you daily Timberwolves content. Make sure to check out the Locked On Wolves fan rig website for written content as well as prior podcasts. Also go on Twitter at cmolesky, M-O-L-E-S-K-Y. Got podcasts on there as well as other articles on sports. I write for various sports websites on hoops, football, all that good stuff. Get some content from my Twitter feed. Also go on the Locked On Wolves Twitter page. That's at Locked On T-Wolves. And there's podcasts and stuff on there as well. Lots of great ways to get plenty of content. And content is the name of the game right now. The finals have been officially over for a few days now after the sweep the Warriors put on the Cavaliers. And so we are in full draft mode here, really looking towards the draft and the offseason for the Timberwolves and for the NBA in general. Getting excited for all that. So we're going to have plenty of content concerning that. Obviously, Wednesday, tomorrow, we have Prospect Wednesday. Really have enjoyed that segment we've been doing over the last few weeks. I don't know how you guys feel about it. Guys, let me know. Let me know what you think. Let me know what guys you would really like to look at, what things you'd really like to look at in the draft going forward here. I've got certain things that I know I'm going to do, but other stuff, if I know fans are looking for certain content or looking at certain things that they'd really like more information about, definitely let me know. Hit me up. Hit me up with any questions you have. Make sure that your voice is heard, because I definitely check that stuff out and would love to get a little more back and forth going with you guys. But as far as the Prospect Wednesday goes, I've really been enjoying that, really diving into one specific prospect. Today, I'm going to dive into a wide berth of prospects and a wide berth of guys, because today I wanted to take a little bit of a broad scope and kind of make an argument. I know that the other week I talked about Aaron Holiday a lot, and I've actually been talking myself into him and really getting jazzed up. Maybe that the Timberwolves should probably take this point guard Aaron Holiday if he drops to 20. I've seen a lot of mock drafts where he is going later, like 23rd, and I've seen plenty of mock drafts where he's going in that 17 to 19 range. So, I mean, it is very possible that he could go earlier, but I think he should be available at 20. Getting excited about him. But as far as just a group of players, a position group that I think the Timberwolves in general should be looking at really hard outside of just a prospect, if you're drafting on need, I think that this year, shooting guard is the position to look at for the Timberwolves. And so I wanted to talk about that group. I wanted to talk about shooting guards in the draft today, why the Timberwolves should be looking at them, and why, if you're the Timberwolves, this is the year not only to really dive in on one specific group, but also to maybe grab a couple extra picks, maybe move around some pieces, even if it's late round picks that you're grabbing, if it's late in the first round or that early second round, if you can grab some extra picks there, I think that there's good reason for it. I wanted to get into all of that. But first, why shooting guards? Why am I looking at shooting guards? Why do I think shooting guards are a big need? Especially when going into last year, the kind of talk around the team was already a little thin at power forward, a little thin at the big guy down low who can be a little mobile. You obviously have Towns at center who is so mobile and versatile, but you maybe want another guy like him on the roster. There's a couple reasons I'm looking to shooting guard over somebody like that. First of all, Justin Patton. I really think that he's going to be a good player. I liked him a lot last year, headed into the draft and coming out of the draft after the Timberwolves picked him. I really liked him a lot. Unfortunately, with injury and things like that kind of hampering him throughout the last season, keeping him on the bench for his rookie year, and keeping him from any actual NBA action, that you saw his growth maybe stunted a little bit, but I think that he will still be a really solid player. I think that he can really offer a lot of contributions to the roster, and so I'm going to stay away from power forward, from bigger guys. I know that one of the Prospect Wednesday guys was Chimizie Mutu out of USC, and he's been my only real power forward that I've had for on the Prospect Wednesdays really looking at, because these shooting guards, and there's some small forwards as well, but mostly the shooting guard position I think is a great spot for the Timberwolves. So the Timberwolves, I mentioned this a lot, really terrible from three and defending three last year. There's a lot of guys that can come in, and even if they can't do everything, they can patch up some of the holes that the Timberwolves really struggled with last season right away. So if I'm looking at this class, I've got a lot of guys. Obviously, Luka Doncic is going to be either number one or number two pick, and he is the number one player at the at this position rank, and depending on the set you look at, he's the number, he could be everywhere from the number one to the number three player, but he is not, the Timberwolves aren't going to grab that guy is what I'm trying to say. So outside the number one player at the shooting guard position, you then right away have Lonnie Walker. I'm looking at CBS right now, if you're, their draft site. If you're looking at various draft sites, they're obviously going to rank these guys a little different, but just going off this one that I have in front of me, number two ranked at that position, number 14 ranking overall. You have Thomas out of Creighton. You have Dante DiVincenzo out of Villanova. Bruce Brown Jr. out of Miami, Florida, another Florida boy. You have Zaire Smith. You have Grayson Allen, Gary Trenton, both guys from Duke. Zaire Smith, sorry, Texas Tech. I believe most people will remember him for his performance in the March Madness. He had a couple games stint in March Madness, but looked really good in both those, especially late in those games. Get to that in a little bit. More guys adding kind of depth to this tier, this position. Troy Brown, we've talked about him on Prospect Wednesdays out of Oregon. You have Raleigh Atkins out of Arizona, Charles Matthews out of Michigan. All of these guys at just one position, and you have them ranging from 14 to 26 to 52, the rankings, just broad rankings over all the prospects. But you have shooting guards all over the place, and they all kind of fit into this same mold. They're all pretty tall. There's the shortest guy, Simmons out of the IMG Academy at 6'3", would be the shortest, or tied for shortest. Marcus Foster also out of Creighton, but both of those guys, 6'3", those are the shortest guys in this class of shooting guards. So a lot of guys coming in at 6'6", 6'5", that are going to add length. They have very good size. I'll hover around that 200 mark. And I really like the big size. A bunch of these guys, like when we were talking about guys like a Troy Brown, these guys, Zaire Smith too, these guys are willing to go bang around in for boards. They're willing to play on ball defenders. They're willing to guard the perimeter. And a lot of these guys are really willing to take three-point shots. And that's why this class of shooting guard is so intriguing. If you're a Timberwolves fan, if you're part of the Timberwolves faithful, you got to be hoping and praying that the Timberwolves really take advantage of this class of shooting guard. I think that when you look at everything in the NBA draft coming up here, you have a lot of guys who are kind of, they're pegged in that spot where you really like the point guards. You really like a few guys all over the place. You like the Kevin Knoxes. You like the Trey Youngs, the Colin Sextons, the DeAndre Aytons, the Doncic's. You like those guys for obvious reasons. But I think what's getting lost in this draft is how good a lot of these shooting guards will be. I think if you look 6 years down the road, Lonnie Walker, DiVincenzo, Zaire Smith, Grayson Allen, Troy Brown, all of these guys are going to be contributors. They're at least going to be guys who can give you a really solid 18 minutes, if not solid starters. And so when you're looking at these guys, I think the Timberwolves, they have options on their roster to make moves to grab another pick in the late round of this first round or early in that second round, and you can grab a guy like Gary Trent, or maybe you can grab a guy like Melvin Frazier or Marcus Foster. Some of these guys who can kind of play role player spots. You can grab a guy like Bruce Brown. You can grab a guy like Thomas. Yeah, I mean, all these guys, they're either getting projected mid first round, late first round, early second round. You can pick up a couple of these shooting guards. Now, Lonnie Walker has kind of steadily climbed up draft boards. If he falls, I think that he would be a really great pickup at number 20. If you can finagle a 26th to 28th pick, I think Zaire Smith will be available in that range. I think you can grab him. The important thing, I think, is for the Timberwolves is that you want to grab a few young assets. I think you want to grab a couple young guys. You have a pretty solid core. I think that if you put just about any collection of guys who are going to spread the floor around Butler and Towns, you're going to have success. Butler, you're going to want to run a bunch of stuff through him. And you have Towns, who is going to be able to dominate down low. He's going to be able to win a lot of matchups down low. He's going to be able to be versatile, but you can depend on him to really win matchups down low as well. And if I'm looking at this class, if I can grab a Troy Brown, if I can grab a DiVincenzo, if I can grab a Lonnie Walker, if I can grab a Zaire Smith, these guys are going to really change the Timberwolves' look right away. And there's not a lot of teams where you can say, oh, if we grab two guys who are rookies who can just do these two or three things, even at a B level, if they can do these two or three things at a B level, it's going to really change the way our team operates. There's not a lot of NBA teams that could see that flip so drastically, and I truly believe that the Minnesota Timberwolves are one of those teams. We're going to get into more draft conversation. We're going to get into a couple more things about this shooting guard class before we head out here. But first, we're going to take a break for some sponsors. Talking NBA draft, looking forward to the NBA draft. Have had a lot of conversations about prospects, a lot of conversations about specific players that I think could be really important to the Timberwolves. But today, we have been talking all about why one specific position and one class of player could be really great for the Timberwolves, namely shooting guards. Shooting guards in this class are going to be huge for the Timberwolves. And like I was saying before we head into the break, I really think that there's a bunch of guys who can shoot the three who are going to be key players, key players on the Timberwolves who could be real difference makers, because the Timberwolves, I can't stress this enough, they don't need a ton of things to be better. And that sounds weird after kind of a little bit of a bitter taste in your mouth after the Timberwolves get the gentleman sweep from the Houston Rockets. But you have two all-stars. I know Towns froze up in the playoffs a little bit, but he is still an all-star. He's still a really special talent. He is still one of their franchise guys. Butler, obviously, the guy you want to build around. Towns, another guy you can build around. Those two guys are centerpieces. Those two guys are if you don't have Towns as a blue chip player, he's fringe at worst. I mean, and then Butler, definitely a blue chip player, at least in my mind. He's 100% a blue chip player. And then you have this kind of strange, okay roster. Some of these pieces don't really fit together. Some of these kind of fit together. It's kind of the jigsaw puzzle that you force together, not fit together. And you see that now after the conclusion of the season. You definitely want to move some pieces around, maybe get some cap room free. This is a talented roster. I'm not saying there's not talent on the roster, but I don't think that all the talent necessarily fits super well together. That said, I think that a few adjustments could make all the difference in the world. So if you're being reasonable, you see some guys climb up draft boards like Lonnie Walker, even Thomas out of Creighton, climbing up the draft boards steadily over the last couple of weeks. Maybe they don't get grabbed, those guys. But you're looking at guys a DiVincenzo. Maybe some people would consider him a reach. Some people would consider it maybe a little bit of an overdraft if you draft him at 20. But if you're able to grab a later first-round pick and you pick him at, let's just spitball and say 27, and you're grabbing a guy who shot 37% from three, and you know for a fact he can come into he can come into a stage that is a big one, and there's a lot of pressure on him, and the lights are really bright, and he can come off the bench and contribute, and he can find a role, whether that's defensively or whether that's on offense. You saw him in March Madness. I don't want to put too much on March Madness. Again, 37% three-point shooter from for the season last year, or for his career, excuse me, 40% three-point shooter for the season last year. I don't want to put too much on March Madness, and clearly it shows that he's a good three-point shooter and can stretch the floor regardless of what time of year it is. But in March Madness, when his team called on him to come off the bench and be a contributor, or when stuff wasn't working, when there was foul trouble, when some players just weren't knocking down shots, he can come in and fill in a role that he needs to fill, and he can be kind of the flexible guy you need him to be coming off the bench. I think that would be a great piece for the Timberwolves. If you look at Grayson Allen taking a step back, coming off the bench a lot this last year, he's shot 38% for his career, and his second best three-point shooting percentage of his career came last year, shooting 37%. Again, really playing flexible this year, doing what his team needed him to do and filling the role that his team needed him to fill. These are the guys I'm looking at because they're flexible guys who are going to be fine playing off ball, but also are going to improve the three-point shooting of the Timberwolves. And if you're looking at guys like a Lonnie Walker, if you're looking at guys like a DiVincenzo, or even like a Troy Brown, they're also going to help the perimeter defense. I really love the prospect of getting some of these guys. You look at a guy like Zaire Smith, 45%. Field or three-point shooting for the season. Just these are the guys that are going to make a difference immediately, people. I mean, I can't stress this enough. I am so jazzed that the more I dive into more of these guys, the more I get excited about the shooting guard class. And so that's why over the next couple of days, I'll dive into this more and I'll talk about this more and maybe what moves need to happen for the Timberwolves to kind of kick off their offseason and their free agency early. But they need to make moves to grab a couple of draft picks, because if you can grab two, even three of these guys, if one of these guys falls in the draft a little bit, or if you can pick up one of these guys and he can just give you 12 great minutes where you're getting somebody who's going to pop 5.5 threes in it every time you put him out there for 12 minutes, that's going to be really important, at least at the beginning of a season, to really stretch the floor and open things up early on. And if you get a guy, I think like a Grayson Allen, a Gary Trent, like a DiVincenzo, they're going to be able to play more than 12 minutes a game, and they're going to be able to contribute deeper into a season. And so this stuff is important to look at right away. And this stuff is important because with moves needing to be made for the Timberwolves with the roster they already have to get a jumpstart on that and to kind of try and fix some problems before you even dive into free agency via the draft is really important. And again, I don't think there's a lot of teams that can look at their problems and say, oh, I think that if we got two guys to play a role and play just 15 to 18 minutes a game out of this draft, I think we could shore up some real big problems we had last year. There's not a lot of teams that can fix that right away via the draft, and the Timberwolves are one of those teams, and this is the class to do it. This is a super deep shooting guard class that is really good at a few things, really good at a few perimeter things, and a lot of players who are really flexible players who will do what needs to get done and can fit into a lot of different spots on a roster. And so if the Timberwolves are looking at this class, I think they should be excited. I think you Timberwolves fans should be excited. And I think there's a really special opportunity here for the Timberwolves to make a really concerted effort to flip things around after year one, really, I would say, of this Butler Towns team. Year one of this Butler Towns team, after year one, you can make a concerted effort to really flip some things around and fix some big gaps. And this is the class to do it in, and this is the position to do it with. So that's my thoughts on the shooting guards in the NBA draft and why I think it's so important for the Timberwolves to invest in at least one or two of these guys. Thank you so much for listening to the show. Thank you for tuning in to another Locked On Wolves podcast, part of the Locked On podcast. Podcast Network.
You are Locked On Timberwolves, your daily Minnesota Timberwolves podcast, part of the